With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, and thank you for tuning in to another episode of CPA Review and More. We are pleased to bring you the number one podcast for CPAs and CPA candidates. If you'd like to learn more about how Jaeger CPA Review can help you, find us on our website at JaegerCPAReview.com. Now, here's your host, Phil Jaeger.
Hello, everyone. This is Phil Jaeger. Welcome to our podcast for today, CPA Review and More. And we are happy to have David Cardoza, who's actually out of San Francisco, his company that he works for, but he's doing a remote out of San Diego. And by the way, for those who are actually watching this, freezing temperatures. Just remember, David is, what's the temperature there, David?
About 73 today.
David is 73. That's not his age. That's the temperature. Right? But, you know, we will not be jealous at all of David because he just was smart enough not to live on the East Coast or the Midwest. By the way, where are you from originally? California? Are you a Californian?
Arizona. Phoenix.
Arizona. Another cold climate. That's great. That's great. you went to what? Arizona State, if I remember correctly?
Yes, Arizona State University, or as many people call it, the Harvard of the West.
I have to honestly tell you, I never heard that.
Yeah, that's because it's not a thing. But yes, Arizona State University.
Well, David, what was your major in college? What did you major in?
I received my degree in broadcast journalism with a minor in marketing.
Now, I think you told me you actually, did you apply for positions in broadcast?
No, I actually started out in reporting and, interning at least at some local stations in Phoenix. But I was told that I have a face better suited for radio. So that was the end of my career there.
That was a very big compliment. who paid you that compliment?
No, I explored the opportunity. You know, my passion at the time was journalism, but at the time going through the journalism program, there was a big shift in how journalism was being broadcast, where the entire ecosystem was moving away from your traditional journalism and moving over more towards the internet. So it was a weird time to be in journalism. I think journalism itself is very undervalued, and which steered me a bit away from the profession, but still very, very in the know with some of the things happening right now across the nation that are affecting journalism.
All right. And you are head of channel partnerships, and that's in San Francisco, as you mentioned. And what you do is you basically deal with, tell everyone out there what your position is.
Sure. So I work directly with accounting firms across the U.S. To have them educated on Expensify so that they can onboard their clients onto Expensify to improve their expense management process, save both their clients' time as well as them time in the reconciliation process.
So you're dealing with CPA firms mostly?
Correct.
And these are where they can keep track of their expense reports, correct?
Yes, we have many firms that do use Expensify themselves internally, but the mainline use case here is that they have their customers using Expensify. So we work with many client advisory service teams and many outsourced accounting teams that would be onboarding their clients onto Expensify to do the day-to-day expense management.
So the accounting firms, by putting their clients on there, they make money by you. Do they get a piece of the action as far as the revenue?
That's pretty dependent firm by firm. I'd say the majority of firms actually just provide the discount that we provide to our accounting partners back to their clients so that they get the best price in the market.
And it also helps the accounting firms when it comes to doing the tax returns. So, you know, instead of making anything, their job is being simplified. The accounting firms, they don't have to do and say to the client, well, bring in all those papers where everything is summarized, correct?
Exactly. And as for the customer, the benefit is, and actually I'll use an example here because I'm sure you're a fan yourself of Seinfeld. With Expensify, we look to make sure that no one has any more receipts in their wallets. So I liken this to the episode of Seinfeld where George Costanza has a wallet full of receipts so big that he's complaining to Jerry saying, I can't get my wallet back into my back pocket here. I got all these receipts. We want to make sure that no one's George Costanza. You just take a picture of your receipt and you're done. Expensify will then enter in all the receipt details in the application and add it to an expense report and later automate the submission process.
And for example, if I have an accounting firm who does individual taxes, I did have that. Mm-hmm. The client would bring in, and by the way, I can hardly wait for this to happen, they brought in a shoebox of receipts and everything. And,
oh, yeah.
You know, especially if they had a small business, a sole proprietor, and I had to enter the information. They would come in and go through each one separately, and that interview took forever. But now you can do what? Oh, and one other thing. I would send out an organizer to the client. You know what I'm talking about, the organizers? And they would write in manually what they have as far as revenue expenses. However, most of them did not want to fill out the organizer. They thought, hey, they were paying me to do this return. I should do that organizing for them. But now with this, because we did not really have apps back in the 19th century, I didn't live in the 19th century. But we didn't have, I wanted to clarify that because people would say, you know, I can see people now on their fingers counting 19th century. What is that? But anyway, with this, it sounds great because they can actually summarize everything. And by the way, how does that work? The sole proprietor writes a check, all right, for an expense or charges it with the credit card. Mm-hmm. How does that get entered on your app?
That's a great question. So Expensify utilizes a patented smart scan optical character recognition technology. What this does is when someone uses the Expensify app and takes a picture of the receipt, Expensify's smart scan technology will read the receipt and enter in all of the expense details. So for example, today I went to Starbucks. I spent about $4.75, took a picture of my receipt, and the smart scan entered into the Expensify app for me, Starbucks coffee, $4.75, and today's date.
How do you classify that? You're just saying Starbucks coffee. I mean,
So we actually allow for the user to code all of their expenses so they can classify it to a specific chart of account and into any other coding dimensions that they may need. So for companies, both big and small, they can categorize to departments, projects, locations, classes. It's really customizable and fit specifically for both sole proprietors as well as large companies.
So this thing scans the receipt from Starbucks, okay? Now, so I have to do this. I have to take that item and give it a code so that it's entered correctly on your program. Is that correct?
Yes, but if you've linked your credit card, whether that's a personal card or a company card, we actually will enter in the code for the employee because we're able to receive in the bank feed if it's a meals expense or if this is an airfare expense. So the user doesn't even need to enter in what type of expense it is. That's all automated for them.
That's pretty good. That saves, for people who are totally disorganized, it actually makes them organized, and it probably saves them fees when they go to their accountants, because the accountants say, oh, I don't have to do all this work now for you, all right? The return will be a lot less, all right? Isn't that what the CPAs do? They say, you know, I have less work. I'm going to charge you less. Is that correct?
Yep, exactly. I mean, they can definitely do that. And most of the times they do, because no one likes to manually enter in expenses. I think that's more towards the stone tablet era. Now we're moving into the, you know, a new century where everything can be automated. And with our application, our whole goal is to really make it so that a user never actually has to use the application, because again, no one likes to do expense reports. So our goal is you either use Expensify's card to swipe it, your expense, or you just take a picture of a receipt and you're done. Everything else is happening in the back end, and it's automated for the user so that they don't have to go in and actually fill out an expense report.
If I have QuickBooks for my business, how is your app integrated with QuickBooks? Is that the right terminology I'm using? I obviously write my checks through QuickBooks for the different business expenses. All right. How does that get from QuickBooks over to your application or program?
Another good question. So we actually have a bi-directional integration with QuickBooks. What that means is QuickBooks sends us all the coding data that lives inside your instance of QuickBooks. So think of your chart of accounts, your projects, your locations, all of that feeds into Expensify automatically through the direct integration with QuickBooks. Then Expensify can send all of that expense data back to QuickBooks as either an expense report, a journal entry, a vendor bill, whatever is really needed by the user or the customer in this case. They'll be able to customize that to fit their specific needs.
Will artificial intelligence, when it is more pronounced by people, use more, will artificial intelligence be involved in this process in any way to save people the time of still doing manual entries for entries or whatever? Do you have any information? You understand the question?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, yeah, that's our goal, is we're really harnessing artificial intelligence to do everything from that receipt capture aspect of Expensify, where we're entering in all of the expense details, but also automating many other things that go in line with expenses. So with even our support system, it's finding out how we can immediately get answers to users so that they're not waiting for a support answer. And we're able to do that through artificial intelligence by identifying certain keywords that are being sent to Expensify through a support chat, let's say, and giving them an answer immediately so they don't have to actually wait for someone to get back to them. So everything with artificial intelligence in our eyes is a way to automate the product even more, and also automate the business aspect of the product so that users are saving time.
How do you sell it? You have a product and you add features to it, and or do you just have a bare bone product that people can use?
No, so we it comes really, when you sign up with Expensify, it comes fully loaded with all the features. So we don't necessarily have a sales team at Expensify. We're a very product-led company where we look to identify needs from our customers and users and improve on those. So first, of course, finding the foundational requirements that are needed for an expense report and meeting all of the IRS standards, but then identifying ways that we can streamline processes, understanding the use cases that customers have, and then building those into Expensify in a fashion that makes it more malleable to the customer to utilize, rather than going through some stringent process or some archaic process that they're just doing because that's the way they've done things for decades.
So if you don't have a sales staff, what exactly do you do at the company? You're head of channel partnerships. Who are the channel partnerships you're head of?
Yes. So that's the accounting firms that we actually work with. So we work with everything from the top 100 firms down to the small mom and pop accounting shops across the U.S. And then we work with them to educate them on the benefits of Expensify so that they can get their clients onto Expensify to harness those benefits.
Now, you don't have an accounting background, right?
I do not, no.
So you go into the CPA firms, the accounting firms, and you're trying to basically educate them on how to use this product. Do you need to have a knowledge of accounting or taxes to do your job?
You definitely need a bit of knowledge there. Yes, I wouldn't say it's that you need to know. You need to be a CPA. I don't know every. They're going to know more than me on the accounting background. My mainline use case is understanding the expense reports and the reconciliation processes and how that all works really within the entire accounting processes.
So you don't have a sales staff, so you must have a group of people who educate the clients, right?
Yes. So we definitely help to onboard customers, but that we aren't pushing anyone to actually use Expensify. We believe that our product is really the best of the market, that it's going to sell itself. And that's why we do have more customers than any expense management solution.
So you don't, the people who actually, the firms that buy your product, all right, they don't need to be educated by anybody, or you normally include that as part, like a training of it, as part of the purchase of the product?
Yeah, so we actually built a partner training program called Expensify Approved University that we tied to two CPE credits so that a CPA or even just an accountant or any type of partner can go through this training course that's going to go over the Expensify product, our partner program, and some of the benefits of that program, how to onboard clients onto Expensify, and how to manage those customers on Expensify as well, too. So it gives a really end-to-end look at Expensify so that they can rightfully onboard those clients and continue to manage them.
The people who train the people at the CPA firms, you said they go through a training program themselves? Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Now, what is that training program exactly?
So that would be the Expensify Approved University. We send that to all of our partners to complete so that they can receive their Expensify certification, meaning that they are certified, they're a certified Expensify accountant.
Now, does that mean also they can help other firms, or is it just for them training the people in their firm?
Oh, no, they can definitely share that knowledge across firms. We definitely have some firms that do speak to one another and help each other out. I do always like to say the accounting ecosystem is a bit incestual. So they definitely all know each other, and Expensify is very well known in the accounting space. So we definitely have seen some accountants share knowledge with one another, especially through what we have is our Expensify community, where we have users interacting with one another on some of the best practices that they use with Expensify.
Now, is this a very competitive business? I mean, you have a lot of competitors who are doing the same thing?
Oh yeah, absolutely. There's always a new one that comes around. So the first mover in the space was Concur. They were acquired by SAP a few years back, and we technically go head to head with Concur, but Concur definitely focuses on the enterprise space rather than the small business space and with many of the accounting firms. Where Expensify, we do also focus on that enterprise space, but we go all the way down market to sole proprietors, and we do work with those accounting firms. So there also are a number of other competitors in the space. Many of them are pretty too small to mention, but there's, I would say, probably about 12 competitors now in the US.
And do you get a lot of your people who are the, say, the trainers for the program to the firms? Do you get them from these other companies, or where do you get your people from?
No. Actually, we don't really get anyone. I don't think we ever had anyone that's worked at a competing product come to Expensify. Many of our employees are either, they've just come out of college. A lot of our engineers are very well versed, of course, in the engineering space. And what we look for when we're hiring for new Expensify employees is really those rock stars. And I know that sounds super, super lame. Everyone says that we only hire rock stars, but we don't look for someone because of their title. With Expensify and through our entire hiring process, we don't really care to look at someone's resume. What we want to understand is, what value are you going to bring to Expensify? When someone starts at Expensify, they're not going to come in with some sort of VP title or as a C-level executive or even as a team leader. Everyone starts out in the same position. And then it's up to that person to show their value and work with the team. Expensify, we really work and we always make decisions in more of a group-led manner rather than at an individual basis. But during that, through the process for any new hire, it's understanding how Expensify really operates internally and continuing to use the resources around you. But for anyone that wants a title at Expensify, that's never going to happen. We really like to maintain a very flat organization, giving everyone equal opportunity to work on projects that are valuable to the company.
Where do you recruit from? Where do you get your people from?
Everywhere. I mean, you had mentioned where do we get our, typically what type of degree do some of these people have? We have everything from literature degrees, MBAs, business, of course, journalism here, to a lot of the more fine arts. They really have, we have a very diverse background of people, and it's super awesome because really one thing is that it gives a different perspective when someone has that different background rather than just finding someone that's coming from the same background and you're just kind of making a clone of another person. With many of our employees, they're really across the US and internationally because we do have office both in Australia and the UK. In the San Francisco and in Portland, many people are definitely from the West Coast just because of the geographic nature of our offices. But we do have many that are coming even from the East Coast as well.
Give me a reason why I'd want to work at your company.
Sure. So the, with Expensify, there isn't necessarily going to be a position. There's going to be opportunities. Those opportunities can vary depending on what you're really passionate about. So if you want to, if you as a new person coming out of college wants to work on more of the training aspect and getting customers as well as a lot of our partners trained up on Expensify so that they can understand the product end to end, a lot of our accounting integrations become true champions of the solution, that's available. If you're more interested in marketing and having billboards mapped out across the United States and radio commercials and television commercials, that opportunity is also there, regardless of your background at a university. So Expensify, we offer very non-traditional perks that are not seen anywhere else. Or at least I've never heard of any company offering some of these perks. That starts with what we call our company offshore. What offshore is it's an annual trip where we take the entire company abroad to work in another country for 3 weeks. Since we are a very mobile workforce and we can do everything on our laptops, this allows us to go work from another country from our laptops, just like you normally would in the US, but instead you have the added benefit of being able to explore new countries. So last year we sent about 120 people to Vietnam. The year before that we did Italy. This upcoming year we're going to be taking the entire company to Spain. Also, we take everyone to somewhere more domestic. So every year we have an onshore. Onshore is a similar concept to offshore, but instead it's somewhere in the US or in a neighboring country. So this year we did Asheville, North Carolina, and the upcoming year we'll be doing Quebec, up in our friendly country up north.
Your offices are in San Francisco, right?
So we have offices in San Francisco, Portland, New York City, London, and Melbourne, Australia.
What did you do before you were at Expensify?
I worked at a ad tech company. So I worked as a senior account manager running retargeting marketing campaigns as well as social media campaigns for some large corporations.
Why did you leave that? It sounds very interesting. Advertising, social marketing, social media.
The ad tech space is rather bland to me, but the company was acquired back in 2013. So at that time, I had some opportunities to stay in that space, but I decided to pivot a bit and go to Expensify because I really believed in the product.
Tell me, if I graduated college, okay, all right, and I had a degree in journalism, wouldn't my first thought be to go and work in journalism? And, obviously that's what I was trained for. How would I even think of going to a company like yours? That's what I'm trying to wonder. How did you find out about the job you have? I mean, did you just know someone who had one?
I came out of college back in 2011. So I started at Expensify in 2014. So I had a bit of time in between that, working at some other companies, but I actually had a college roommate of mine started at Expensify. He was one of the first employees at Expensify. And when I had left, or well, my other company had got acquired and I had left the company, he actually had recruited me to come on to Expensify. But I still had to go through the normal interview process as everyone else to get the job. It wasn't like I was just cherry picked to begin at the company. But I was actually looking between Expensify and Facebook at the time. I had done a few interviews with Facebook and had gone on to their campus down in South Bay. But I realized that Expensify offered a bit more opportunity, where Facebook had already grown into this large conglomerate, where Expensify was still very nimble, and it still definitely is. And it offered more opportunity both for my own professional development, but also seeing a company grow.
That's pretty good. Getting interviews with Facebook, you must have been a very good student in college. You know, were you an exceptional student?
I like to think so.
Well, you did go to the Harvard of Arizona. But no, it's a lot of people listening to this and say, wow, I'd like to work at Facebook or, you know, or Google or something like that. But where do you want to go in your company? What is your goal ultimately, say, you know, 2-3 years down the road? Do you have that goal yet, or you're just taking it as it comes?
Taking it as it comes, I have some of my own personal goals. Professionally, within the frame of Expensify, my goal is to really continue to build the product and make Expensify a streamlined and automated solution. We actually just released an Expensify card, which is essentially a very natural extension of Expensify, where now customers can adopt the Expensify card as their business card for their employees. So we've been hard at work at that, and I'd love to continue to help see that succeed. In terms of developing myself into like a specific role, that's not really something that I'm interested in. I definitely like to empower those that are around me within Expensify. Since I've been at the company now for about 6 years now, I'd like to really build up others to also be leaders within the organization, because I do believe that every single person within Expensify has the tools and the mindset to be a leader within the company, that there isn't anyone that should ever be hovering above you and micromanaging someone. Rather, we should all be working in tandem. And that's really a goal that I have.
Are you mentoring any of your people at there? Do you act as a mentor?
Yes, actually, we have a mentor program at Expensify where we work with mentees or even multiple mentees where we help to talk through some of their own personal and professional goals, some of the initiatives that they may be working on at Expensify, and helping them through that so that they can actually succeed in that, but also working as a soundboard in some sense in some of the issues that they may be facing, whether that's in their own personal life or professionally.
Do most companies now have a mentorship program? Do you know anything about that?
Yeah, definitely in Silicon Valley, there's quite a few programs, I'm sure, out there. I can't really pinpoint a few, mainly because my focus has always been really laid into Expensify. You know, I think really a mentorship program is great for employees because each of us has the options to choose a mentor from any team within Expensify and decide how frequently we want to meet with that mentor. And gathering that or collecting that one-on-one support and working towards your goals without a manager hovering over your shoulder, it helps to maintain a relatively flat organization, but ensure that we're all invested in each other's success.
You want to say to anybody anything like, you know, who you're looking for? Maybe they want to apply to your company. And if they live outside of the San Francisco Bay Area, you obviously will relocate them. Is that correct?
They can actually work remote. We're not. So we look for people that we believe are both great fits to expand and grow both the product, but also being what we would call a culture fit, making sure that there's someone that you know we believe can work within the flat organization that we have within Expensify. If there's people that are really wanting these crazy titles and they want that hierarchy and they want to be that manager, that's not going to necessarily be them for Expensify. Expensify is a company without limits. So rather than establishing those hierarchies and assigning titles, we've created a space where anyone can carve out their own path and be supported by those around you. And we get to learn from each other and have that opportunity to directly impact our product. So for anyone out there that is interested in Expensify, you can go to we.r.expensify.com I can learn a little bit more.
Could you repeat that one more time, please?
Yes, it is we.r.expensify.com.
And there's information there about the company, how they might apply for a position if they're interested, right?
Yep. So those will show some of the opportunities available, as well as some information on our benefits and perks, our growth and leadership processes that we've instilled internally, so that they can understand how that works, as well as a bit of information on that offshore program when working abroad with the company for a month.
Sounds good, David. Well, David, thank you very much for being our guest.
Well, I do appreciate it, Phil. This has been a great opportunity, and it's been nice chatting with you.
Thanks so much for listening to CPA Review and More. If you'd like more information, look us up on JaegerCPAReview.com. And as always, if you've enjoyed this show, please rate and review on iTunes or your preferred listening platform. Again, thank you so much for listening, and we look forward to you tuning in next time.